The Big Issue, breaking down the issues that matter.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Leadership Podcast. I hope you had a very wonderful weekend. It's another edition of The Big Issue. As usual, I'm your regular host, George Agba is my name. And of course, with me in the studio, our in-house analyst, we have Tunde Oguntola.
Thank you for having me.
And Henry Tohemba.
Thank you.
Without taking much of your time today, we're going to the big issue of the day, which is judiciary wading into the federal government and ASUU impasse. There were indications at the weekend that the lingering strike that has lasted for about 7 months, embarked on by the Academic Staff Union of Universities, is still far from being called off, as the two warring parties have turned to the court. The federal government took ASUU to court, asking the Industrial Court of Nigeria to compel ASUU to return back to the classroom. And at the same time, Sarah and five students have also gone to the court asking the same court to declare as unlawful the federal government's failure to meet ASUU demands. And as it is, it appears the judiciary holds the ace. This is in spite of the meeting between the federal government and the school authorities, that is the pro-chancellors and the vice-chancellors of university. Just as we would have thought that that meeting would yield positive results, ASUU is still adamant, and the federal government have decided to embark on litigation to compel the union to ask its members to return back to the classroom. And on the other side, the students are not even finding it funny. In conjunction with Sarah, they have also gone to court asking the federal government to meet ASUU demands, and that the court should declare that their inability to do so is unlawful. Well, Henry, we were here last week and we were talking about the meeting between the federal government and the school authorities, that is pro-chancellors and vice-chancellors. And just when we were thinking that with that meeting, this matter will be resolved, they are in court again.
Okay, thank you for that. Remember in our last meeting here, when you asked me about that question, I said that this strike will be far from being covered.
Yes,
because from the way things are going, and since this crisis has commenced, federal government has not been so sincere enough to tell Nigeria what is happening in the sector. But let me say that this is the first time that federal government will take ASUU to court. So let's wait and see the outcome of this. But the implication may be that sooner may have more day to stay at home. Because, you know, the judicial system in Nigeria is structured in such a way that there is no way they will rule on this case in 1 or 2 weeks. So students may be staying far more. They may have more number of days to stay at home than what we expected, because they may keep on adjourning this case till we reach 2023, which is the same thing that Nigeria has been advocating for, to call of this strike, which has lingered for already over 7 months. So I just pray that this federal government should find a way to resolve this issue rather than taking this to court. Already we have it on ground that ASUU has selected about 50 or so number of law professors to defend them in court. So it's not going to be an easy thing to just win the war against ASUU, call of this strike within 1 or 2 weeks as we were expecting.
But was that still necessary that they should not call off the strike, even when the federal government had agreed that it was going to review the no work, no pay policy it had earlier adopted?
These are the complexities that we're talking about. Remember when, after that first meeting with the Vice Chancellor and Pro-Chancellors of Nigerian Universities, the Director of Press, when he was addressing the press, said that the federal government will review the no work, no pay salary. But just one day after, the Minister of Education, Malam Adamu Adamu, when he was speaking on the Chinese television, denied that he didn't utter the such word. So I don't think that being sincere enough to tell Nigerian public what is really happening, because the spokesperson or the minister who came out in public to tell Nigerian that the federal government has nominated, set up a 14-man committee to review the no work, no pay salary. And the following day, the Minister of Education come up to say that he has not said that. I think there have been some kind of mix-up.
Well, today the situation is getting out of hand, and of course we're going to see a situation where students will have to stay at home beyond 2022. And of course there are this report that a university lecturer in Zin Benin died. You were aware of that story?
Yeah, I heard of that story. I can't remember
it. He died. And they say it's a result of pressure due to lack of. University lecturers, the umbrella body of the lecturers has to be adamant. Of course, you will always come here, the Minister of Information said the government has achieved a lot. And even when they begin to reel out the achievements of this government, they will include education. But this appears to be the direct opposite of what the Minister of Information will always tell us, that they are doing their best. The Paris administration has issued a lot. Has done a lot.
You see, if you said the current administration is claiming that they've done a lot in terms of education, it's very simple. Just using your Google to check the ranking of Nigeria tertiary institution, you see that the citadel of learning is nowhere to be found in the first 100 or 200, as it might be. Still backward in terms of education. A little reasons why, even perhaps if Nigerians should travel abroad, they will need to undergo certain courses before they can be employable. You see, even the federal government has on different cases say like Nigerian graduates are not employable. So that is a slap on both the ASU and the federal government. The ASU in the sense of that they are the lecturers, and a failure of their parties. The same statement that look comes out everything that Nigerian graduates are not employable. You see, the history of ASU strike in Nigeria does not start with the current administration. ASU strike started as far back as the 1980s during the military administration. You see, and the minister has to kind of blacklist them to stop the strike. You understand? Going forward to the current democracy we're enjoying now, which is the Fourth Republic, ASU has embarked on strike 16 times. You understand? Mm-hmm. Within 23 years, ASU has embarked on the strike for 16 times. Now, let's calculate it. Within that 6 times, a plus and minus shows that within 23 years, ASU has gone on strike for good 4 years. So if ASU can go on strike for 4 years out of 23 years, it's a slap on the face of ASU. I understand, yes, there's a lingering issue between them over IPPS and UTAS matter, you understand? While a lecturer can be working, for instance, ABU, still teaching in several other schools, but still receiving salary, and ASU is enjoying this, and they don't want government to check them. On the other hand, they also want the government to revitalize the school system to make it more better for learning. But all this, in the world, I can say that ASU is not being sensitive to the plight of Nigerian students. They are very insensitive to it, same as the federal government. Both of them are not being sensitive, or else they would have come to a round table and discussed this and trash it. It's always the news. I know most students, if you check maybe the ranking of news site as well as news coming out from when it comes to ASU strike, you see it's always the Nigerian student, because they are just in their house, home, waiting. Okay, ASU and FG is meeting. Then the next year, the meeting eats the bricks. You understand? So it's always a negative outcome for the past 7 months since the strike started February. I think instead of dragging themselves to court, they should settle themselves out of court.
Well, we'll just quickly take a short break, and we're hoping that we'll begin to get a very constructive contribution to the conversation on the big issue from our viewers who already are waiting on the wings to actually express their view on the ongoing impasse between the federal government and ASUU, which has become a matter of litigation before the Industrial Court of Nigeria. Don't go offline, we'll be back in a moment.
The Big Issue, breaking down the issues that matter.
Welcome back. We're still on the Big Issue in Leadership Podcast. And of course, the big issue of the day is the ongoing impasse between the federal government and ASUU, which has now gone to the court of law. Henry, let's look some of the things the federal government is asking the industrial court to do. Very funny. Number one, the federal government is asking the National Industrial Court of Nigeria to inquire into the legality or otherwise of the ongoing prolonged strike by ASUU leadership and members, which had continued even after apprehension by the Minister of Labour and Employment. And then the federal government is still asking the court to interpret in its entirety the provision of Section 18, Laws of the Federal Republic of Nigeria 2004, especially as it applies to cessation of strike. Once a trade dispute is apprehended by the Minister of Labour and Employment and conciliation is ongoing, and then the federal government again is asking the court to interpret the provision of Section 43 of the Trade Disputes Act, CAP T8, Laws of the Federal Republic of Nigeria 2004, that says special provision with respect to payment of wages during strikes and lockout, specifically dealing with the rights of employers and employees, stroke workers, during the period of any strike or lockout. And is asking the court to determine whether or not ASUU or any union can that embark on strike to ask to be paid salaries, even with the clear provision of that law. You know, that law, I think it says that if you're on strike, that means within that period of that strike that you're not working.
No work, no pay.
No work, no pay. And I think that is what the federal government wants the court to give constitutionality to. And that means the federal government's promise that it was going to review that no work, no pay. So it was not really, I think they were actually talking with their tongue in their cheek. And I think these lecturers now, they now know that, yes, these people are very familiar folks. That's the federal government. We know them that if they now yield to their demands, they might not get anything from these promises. And that is why you see they are adamant. And now that the federal government is asking the court to interpret this, that means that there was no plan by the federal government to actually review that no work, no pay policy. And that shows you to the extent to which this strike will still linger. Now, the pro-chancellors and the vice-chancellor that came to meet with the federal government last week actually gave the federal government their word that they will see what they will do. Actually, are we not seeing a situation where ASUU at the end of the day will be proscribed? Yes, because a situation where they democratize ASUU now, that means membership of ASUU will not be voluntary. And the federal government is actually doing this again to begin to deal with some lecturers who think that at the end of the day they can hide under the cloak of ASUU to frustrate academic sessions in the university. What do you see coming with this kind of development? Because I think this is where we could now say they are at a crossroad, a very big deadlock.
All right. Let me first of all begin with the issue of the provision of that act, mm-hmm. and the issue of that no work, no pay salary. Because first of all, you know, the union has been arguing that their work is structured in such a way that you cannot apply the policy on them because they are not only in the teaching, they have the basic work they do is in three aspects, which is research, teaching, and community service. And the union has been arguing that the track only affect the teaching aspect. That means that still doing the research in the community work. So you, for government to say that to not pay them because they have been on strike, the government has not been fair enough with them. So right now, just last week, one of Nigerian professors, I can't remember the university, won a grant of that water being solarized, one of the foreign universities. That means they have been actively doing other work, which aside from which apart from teaching, they have been doing other works which the federal government is not taking notice of. So I don't think the issue of saying applied no work, no pay on the ASUU strike may not be applicable based on what some of them have been saying. And aside from that, you know, I will always question the federal government in this crisis. Just a few months ago, President Muhammadu Buhari asked the Minister of Education, Madam Adamu Adamu, to take over the negotiation from the Minister of Labor, which is Dr. Chris Ngige. They have been into the negotiation table just so one will begin to wonder how why the negotiation is going on. Ngige will from nowhere took ASUU to court. So I think there has been a kind of mix of the federal government is not being, I will always say that federal government is not being sincere enough. Although some people have blamed ASUU for not being fair with Nigerians, allowing students to suffer for over 6 months. But the federal government should on its part try to handle it in a mature way that will ensure that this track is called off.
Well, you're talking of, apart from teaching, that the lecturers, they do
research and
community service. Today, let's look at this idea of research and community and then the teaching. What is the basic duty of these lecturers apart from teaching? Then you now talk of research, talk of a community stuff. But I think before you even comment on that, please tell us can we understand that research and what impact does it have on the country? You spoke of how many million naira that was made.
It was one.
I can't recall, but it was in billions.
Billions. Yes. Not millions.
Millions, I meant to say.
Millions. So at the end of the day, you mean that the lecturers now, if they are not teaching, they still do their job by way of research?
Yes.
And what that does research?
Okay,
because at the end of the day, we have not seen any kind of technological invention that Nigeria has done.
Okay, to give you a practical example, the Teacher Education Trust Fund just this month said that it would be in November, it will launch the first Nigerian COVID-19 this year, will undergo first trial.
COVID-19 what?
Vaccine will undergo first trial.
That
vaccine is being developed by a team of Nigerian professors, which was selected across Nigerian tertiary institutions. And you remember when during this COVID-19 outbreak, Tech Fund budgeted about 400 something million or so just for that, for the purpose of that research. That is to tell you that some of them has been working even when they are still on this strike.
Today, can we say that the research and community development, is it enough to pay these lecturers even when they're on strike?
Well, for me, the primary responsibility of a lecturer is teaching as well as researching. When you research, you teach well. But in a situation where you just only teach without researching, they're so laughable. Some lecturers who are still using notes they used to teach students since the 90s till date, they still maintain using that, which is a slap on their face. I don't want to call names, but I know some lecturers because I'm still a student. And I still see them with these notes. That's to show you that they don't research. While some of them tend to research, others don't. Understand? Largely, I can say that not all lecturers do research. Most of them just recycle old notes and bring it out to students. And they don't care. You understand? A little reason why, if we just imagine they call up this right now, to rush up the students. An academic session had up to take 4 months, they end up spending 2 months and they tell them to write exams because of the time wasted already. So all this lead toward a bad product. Learning is a process. When what you're supposed to teach students for like maybe 3 weeks, you teach them for just 1 week. So funny, some lecturers come to the class and they want to round up 10 chapters. of their lesson notes within a day, and they are done for the semester. Most of us who pass through our institution understand this. There are some lecturers who just come to class once a semester or twice, and they are done with you. And you don't have the right to complain of, no, if that's not learning, that's not teaching too. You can't learn like that. All you just do, they say, maybe students will just go to cram what the notes been given and cram and pour. They call it cram or what you just cram to go to the exam hall and pour it. It's unfair. See, while this whole impasse keeps going between the ASUU and the federal government, the mental health of these students.
You're just talking about mental health.
You are
not talking of
time lost.
You are not talking of some of the wayward, deviant behavior.
I'll come to that. Mm. You see, there is a popular adage, you say, an idle man is the devil's workshop. Mm. You say some of them who, those ones I have said have been affected with mental health challenges, are those who tend to be gentle and don't even engage in other, maybe substance abuse or other crimes. They just sit in the house. All they want to see is perhaps news, sit in the house. Over time, they get exhausted of bad news and it affects them. While seeing all their mates from Polytechnic graduating, signing out of our institution, they are still at home. You see, it's so sad that they keep having these issues amidst this strike. You see, while those who engage in deviant behaviors, election is coming. These students at home are the same students the politicians will give gun and other weapons to fight for them.
Well, thank you very much, Kone. Before you continue, let's look at our viewers are beginning to send in comments. And of course, we have one of them who goes simply by the name Plug, Plugg. He said, our leaders don't take Nigerians seriously. That is why we keep begging them to do the right thing. My advice to anyone watching is to just focus on themselves and get ready to take back their country.
Come
2023 elections, Nigerians have suffered enough. That sounds like an obedient member, because I think he is now even leaving the whole matter of the impasse and its negative impact on students and the academic circle in the country, and is now politicizing it. That those watching this should now use this advantage of perhaps the same federal government's attitude towards the strike for them to take back their country in the 2023 election. And taking back this country, I wonder what it means.
Taking back perhaps
it involves voting out the APC out of government. If you vote the APC out of government now, who are you bringing?
We're talking
under
about
PDP,
leaders.
They will strike. You know.
Under the military administration,
they will strike. So I don't know whether, is it which other government were we looking at? Is it the Labour Party that has the great mass of obedient members evading the social media space and urging Nigerians to get rid of the old order and bring in the new order? Would anything change even if the APC government is put out of office? Because it's not the first time ASUU has been.
Well,
ASUU strike spans years back,
since
and it has been so.
1980s.
Yes.
When their name was never called ASU, when they were called NAUT, National Association of University Teachers.
Teachers. Okay.
That was when the strike started. It's not an APC problem.
Yeah,
and the agreements.
ASU
people
strike
doing,
is as old as even the universities in the country.
Some universities, because some universities are just less than 3, 4, 5 years.
So those just like what Plug has just told us there. Does taking back Nigerians taking back their country? Maybe he's talking from the hands
country,
of
the country is
of failed politicians.
The country is indeed
we
in our
the
hands.
Strike, eh?
We need good leaders. Mm. We need leaders who will take the interests of the citizen more. But the federal government is here saying that they don't have the money to meet the demands of ASU should also be considerate. Because for me, I am looking at it that ASU is not being sensitive. Because if they have been sensitive to Nigerian students, which their students, their children are also among, they won't keep them home for 7 years, and later will call them lazy youths. By the time they graduate without being able to defend their certificate, we end up calling them lazy youths. So the lecturers, the onus is in their hands to have a rethink, and the federal government should also have a rethink to call up this guy.
Well, let's just round up this program with you, Henry. You were talking of these demands, and I think you came to sound towards the federal government meeting these demands. And I think you are somehow sympathetic to the lecturers. But from all what they have demanded, are you saying that the federal government has not been able to meet up more than 50% of their demands yet?
Well, I can say that the federal government has not even met up to 20%.
20%?
Because all the federal government has, you know, if you report back some previous administration, for instance, like, just like you say that the strike has started years back.
Of course.
Good luck, Jonathan Mason, effort to pay over 200 billion pounds, which according to the agreement was to be paying at least every year. Well, since that time, this present administration has failed to meet up with up to 20%. Most of the demands that we have been hearing in the media that federal government has said, they say that are to be implemented in 2023.
Are you saying this strike would now make force the Nigerian government to do all this?
No, what they should have at least, let us see physical or practical commitment they are doing, not saying that you implement everything.
But the federal government made a practical and physical commitment last week when they agreed to review the no work, no pay, and then they even agreed to pay certain kind of
allowances. And our good friend Ahmed Issa,
we're not talking about the private individuals, we're talking about the government.
Uh-huh.
When Adamu said that the following day they asked him during interview on channels, he said that even the no work, no pay, this thing would be implemented in 2023. That is why he may not even minister of education again.
So are you now
say the strike should continue?
I will not support the strike I know the effect that the strike is having on the student presently. Just like we said the last episode here, that you know, we have two backlogs of admission seekers.
Mm.
And one vice chancellor was recommending yesterday that they may have to merge the two of them together, which may not even be possible. Because in a year, Nigeria may have the capacity of just 500 million.
100 now will be taking 200 students, and you want them to learn well.
So I think for the future of this country and the future of our students, as we just consider the future of our students and suspend this strike, if they are waiting for federal government to implement most of their demands, I think this strike will continue till next year.
Well, the matter is before the court, and how the court decides to handle this will still have a long way to go in the federal government ASU impasse, because whichever decision the court takes is still the devil's alternative. Because if the court rules in favor of the federal government, the lecturers will still be adamant. And of course, we imagine what kind of punitive measures that will compel the lecturers to go to the classroom if they still feel shortchanged. Well, in the coming days, we will see how the court will decide the situation. But that's the much we can take for today's big issue. I thank you, our viewers, for keeping tab with us. And of course, our in-house analysts for addressing the big issue. Join us same time tomorrow for another edition of this program. You have a wonderful day.
This program is brought to you by Leadership Podcast from the stable of Leadership Media Group.